Welcome, advanced listeners, to our advanced radio, and we are in the month of April. And today we are looking at an entertainment article. We are looking at how Hollywood studios are looking at influences within online social media to help them promote their products. We're going to be diving into that today, and I have some great panelists with me on the show today to help me with this. I'm really looking forward to their input, and so I'm going to get them to introduce themselves to you, our listeners. To my right, I have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim.
Tim, it's good to have you here.
Yes, good to be here.
I'm excited because I feel like you are well-versed in social media.
Yes, actually, I am part of the Studio Classroom social media team, so I hope I can have some input in today's article.
Good.
Don't be shy, Tim. You are the social media team. You're the beating heart of that group.
It's a secret.
Well, listeners, whose voice was that? Who was that? Please introduce yourself.
It was Lois. No, I'm Simon, listeners, and it's always great to be back with you, especially when we're discussing interesting articles.
Oh, I'm looking forward to your input as well today, Simon. And who was that laughing in the background just now?
Oh, that would have to be me. I'm Lois, and glad to be here. I'm mostly happy to be here because this is an entertainment article, and I always am one who likes to go to movies or get caught up with the local, maybe gossip about entertainment.
Right. Wow. Now, in this article, we're talking a little bit more specifically about online media stars. Now, do you watch online media a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
All the time. All my free time.
All your free time.
Basically.
Are you, like, do you watch YouTube or?
I mean, it's hard to really put your finger on any one source of media that you're getting things from these days. So throughout the day, I get sort of email newsletters that have links I end up following through, and there's a couple of websites I check. I do sort of watch YouTube, check out what's trending, check out things that it's suggesting for me. And I think the big change in that of late is that basically these different streaming companies or media companies are becoming much, much better at directing you to things you like. So obviously they're collecting a lot of information on me because I'm seeing ads of things I've checked out around the internet and being given suggestions that I end up liking and things like that.
Yeah, it's true. What about you, Tim?
I have to look at these. I have to keep in trend with what's on the social media because of work.
Right.
Because I'm also a content creator, so I need to make videos that are in trend. So, but a lot of times it's easier than you think. Like, I just go on Facebook, and then nowadays social media kind of all links together through Facebook. So you can link to YouTube from Facebook, you can link to Twitter, you can link to Instagram. So Facebook is a good source to, I'm not promoting Facebook, but I'm just saying, like, on Facebook you can, get a really good idea of what's in trend.
Right. Okay. So it makes your life easier.
Yes.
Right. What about you, Lois?
Well, I would agree with Tim. I lots of times go on Facebook to see what's in trend right now. And oftentimes it's about things that might affect my family or what I actually might want to purchase myself. And then because my daughter kind of got me a little hooked on YouTube, and we, you know, when I go back to visit, we sit on the couch and kill ourselves laughing watching YouTube videos. There's also some advertisement there. Or do you know, I'm one of these people, too, that really notices, because I sometimes think it's a way of selling to us what people are wearing in TV shows that are present right now or movies.
Right. Well, it's interesting because in our deck we say that studios are relying more on social media stars to attract attention. And Tim, what's a social media star?
A social media star is just, could be like a YouTube channel or Facebook fan page that has gained a lot of attention, so they have a big fan base.
Okay, and so followers, the word followers, I've heard that a lot. Is that just specific to YouTube or...?
I think I might be wrong, but I think it's YouTube.
Okay.
Because followers is someone who likes to keep in touch, like, with the latest news.
Right.
So it's a verb that you could use for any social media nowadays.
Are you surprised, Simon, that studios are relying more on social media stars?
No. And the main reason for that is I think the rush to digitally advertise was probably overdone. And so they actually mention in this article, we'll get to it during the reading, but they mention ad blockers.
Hmm.
And so maybe we can get into that a little more after we've done the reading.
Ooh.
Why I'm not surprised.
You want to hold back on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to keep some secrets so people stay tuned, right?
So you can keep it going. Okay. Well, why don't we get started with our first reading for today? We find that in our Advanced magazine on page 28 or on your electronic device. And let's start with the first column.
Hollywood tunes into influencers. Studios are relying more on social media stars to help attract attention. A new kind of production was underway on the set of the NBC comedy Superstore. Social media sensations were crafting 30-second videos to post on their social media channels ahead of the comedy's second season return. Each made sure to mention Superstore, which centers on employees of a big box retailer and its premiere. Staying connected. As networks and studios struggle to reach young audiences in an increasingly fragmented media marketplace, many have turned to so-called influencers, online stars whose value is measured by the size of their internet followings, as a means of generating awareness. Advertisers are seizing on the tactic in an era of commercial skipping and ad blockers. Word of mouth in the digital age means messages travel faster by way of social media. The majority of consumers worldwide, or 66%, according to a 2015 Nielsen survey, trusts online recommendations from online stars, and when Superstore premiered, it did so to higher ratings than the season one finale.
Well, listeners, if you're just joining us, we are looking at our entertainment article for the month of April. And what do we learn about in that first paragraph, Tim?
Well, there is a new drama coming out, actually a comedy on NBC called Superstore. And normally when you think about like promoting something that's coming out, you would think, oh, it could be advertisements on TV or posters, billboards. But here it says that they're looking into promoting it through online superstars.
Right. Okay. So there's this NBC comedy Superstore that they have, and they want to try a new way of promoting it through social media sensations or stars, right? And it says they were crafting 30-second videos to post on their social media channels ahead of the comedy's second season return.
Yeah.
So they're promoting this new comedy. And what were they supposed to do in the video, Simon?
Well, I guess basically the first thing here is this network is paying these people to sort of mention them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's specifically what they say. They say each being each of these online media stars, made sure to mention Superstore, the show, during their video. So they were basically paid to make mention of this thing during their videos.
Right. And then we learn a little bit about Superstore. What is Superstore about, Lois?
Well, right. It tells us that Superstore, it centers around employees of a big box retailer. And so, you know, it's kind of like going to one of those box stores, and there's so many employees there, and there's so many customers come through the door, and it's like, what's going on in here?
Right.
Yeah, box store is it's actually a very interesting name, both because the stores usually look like big boxes. I guess probably the best example here is Costco, maybe a giant Carrefour. They're just a huge square building that looks like a box. But the reason they're called big box stores is because they tend to sell really big things. So if you go shopping in Costco, you buy a lot of stuff and you leave with big boxes. And this idea of big box stores, it's sort of been both a blessing and a problem for a lot of places, especially in the West. One of the reasons it's a blessing is because you can get things like cheaply in large volume, and it has everything you need right there. One of the reasons it's kind of a problem is you basically need a car to get there. Mm-hmm. And so it has had a lot of effect on the way cities are grown.
Right. Okay. So we see that these stars are mentioning Superstore and what Superstore is about because it has a premiere coming up. What is a premiere, Tim?
A premiere is like the first showing, the first time the audience can get to know more about a show or like an upcoming product. Normally call that a premiere.
Right, yeah, and especially in the TV, like with TV shows, depending on the season, like each episode, the first episode of each season is considered the premiere.
Right, right, they'll advertise it too. Come see the premiere Sunday night at 7 o'clock or something.
Yeah, of season 3 of what this show, right? Well, why are they doing this, Simon? Why are they turning to social media sensations?
Well, because they have created like a horrible problem for themselves in advertising, I guess, basically. And that's what we get into in the second section here. There are a lot of things we've talked about even here on Advanced in the past, like people have become more and more numb to advertising, meaning they don't respond as well as they used to. Mm-hmm. But also people kind of get tired of being shown advertising all of the time. And as a result, companies are having a harder and harder time getting the word out, getting information out about their new products and things they're trying to promote.
Yeah, actually, at the beginning here, it says that networks and studios struggle to reach young audiences in an increasingly fragmented media marketplace. Tim, why do you think that the media marketplace is so fragmented?
Actually, I think right now, all the young people, their attention span is getting shorter and shorter.
Right.
So it's harder to catch their attention through the old media styles like TV. Like they watch TV less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So what the young generation now they turn to is social media. They follow what they like they choose, pick and choose what they like. So the market for these young generation is very scattered.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what the fragmented it means in this aspect.
Right, you're watching normal TV. You know, everything used to be on the box before, right, a TV set. But now you can look at your phone. You can look at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Now, we've seen the rise of Netflix come in, video on demand as well. And so that's causing a lot of fragmentation within the media. And so studios are worried about that because maybe we're not going to the movie theater as much or we're not watching things on TV sets anymore or as much. And so they want to promote it, and so they've turned to these so-called influencers. And what is an influencer, Simon?
Well, it's a person who has influence. And basically influence is a word that means you have an effect on what other people think or feel or believe about different things. And so if you have a favorite person you watch on YouTube, that person is probably an influencer. You know, if they're coming out with videos every week, you know, I don't watch these videos myself, but maybe my wife does, you know, videos about makeup tips or fashion stuff, and this person sort of comes on a couple of times a week and talks about things they've been buying or different things like that. That's a good example of an influencer.
Right.
So it's basically not produced by a network. It's just a private individual who's kind of promoting things by themselves.
Right. The rise of YouTube channels, like you said, by people that are not necessarily stars. They're just everyday people. They make a YouTube channel has increased phenomenally over the last, I would say, 10 years. And but here we're talking about an influencer and the fact that they are online stars whose value is measured by the size of their internet following. So how many people follow them decides how influential they are. And this means that what they say will generate a lot of awareness.
Right. I know one of these people personally. He's a famous Canadian, famous singer. He has a huge following on Facebook, just happens to be a friend. And when he puts something out, it's like, wow, everybody seems to comment on it. And they're obviously watching or listening. And I remember him naming some appliance company. And now when my husband and I go shopping, I always go, well, you know, our friend said they do a really poor job of making that one appliance. So obviously it influenced, you know, people. It influenced me, and I'm sure it influenced lots.
Well, and that's what we go on in this next paragraph to talk about, word of mouth, right? Word of mouth works still. Before, it worked actually talking to people face-to-face, but now it works in the social media realm as well. But why have studios turned to this kind of way to get people to promote their product? We talked about this earlier, Simon, and you've been holding yourself back now. Advertisers are seizing on this tactic. Why?
Because nobody trusts advertisers. That's why. They tell us right here that we're in a time of commercial skipping and ad blocking. And basically, if you are a person who has ever used Netflix or you've streamed things online, you know that you can basically watch content without watching the ads now.
Right.
People skip through the ads as fast as they can just to see the content, right? But that was how the content was paid for in the past, through, you know, getting people to watch the ads, and the advertisers would pay to have us watch the ads. So if we're not watching the ads, it's hard to get someone to pay for the content. And so basically, people are tired of watching ads, and they want to see the content for free. And so companies that produce content are left desperately seeking ways to both make money and get information out.
That's right. And so they're turning to this form of word of mouth through what these social media stars share on social media to get the message across. And it means that the message travels faster by way of social media. Now, what do we learn with regard to some statistics about this, Tim?
So according to a 2015 Nielsen survey, 66% of the consumers worldwide trusts online recommendations.
Well, that's quite a large percentage.
Yes, 2/3.
And that is probably why Hollywood studios are turning to these people to influence them.
Just by way of a question, how many of you have bought things as a result of a recommendation of an influencer online?
Ooh, quite a few.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've gone to restaurants because of an influencer online, for sure, mm-hmm. or a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few makeup channels that I follow on YouTube.
I knew it.
Yep. And I'm probably like your wife, and I have actually bought those products.
Yeah, I have too, Amanda, now that I think about it.
But I do, because I feel that the person that I'm following has they have a large reputation outside of YouTube as well, whether it's with Vogue Fashion Magazine or, yeah, they're a well-known international makeup artist.
I think I'm mostly influenced by apps. Like when someone recommends an app on the phone that's really useful or really fun. No, there's a lot of like top 10 apps on the iPhone or right out Android phones. I'll try that out like straight away. Like, oh, and most of them are free, you know, so I don't actually pay for them.
Yeah. Ooh. Interesting.
Right? So
wait,
this
you're all looking at me like I have to share now?
Yeah, no, you no, asked us the question.
I'm the one who asked the question. I wasn't planning to share my personal experience. No? Okay, I'll tell you. In recent years, I have more and more shopped online. And as you kind of do that, you are exposed more and more to products that you haven't actually seen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that when I see a product that I think I might be interested in, I've started sort of Googling the product to see if there are reviews.
Yes.
And if there are reviews, I have no idea who they come from, but I tend to take them as absolute truth and then buy the product. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Right. So the power of this medium.
So we are all influenced.
Exactly.
There you go.
Including these 66% of consumers as well. And in fact, what these social media stars have done for Superstore, the TV show that we mentioned earlier in the program, that it actually premiered to a higher rating than it did during season one's finale. So the last episode of season one had a lower rating than the first season of season two.
Mm.
So
it's interesting.
It did quite well. Well, let's learn a little bit more as we go on to our last paragraph for today.
Connecting on a personal level. Studio and network executives say they work with influencers to build brand awareness and buzz in a more intimate way through the friend-like connections consumers feel toward the online personalities they follow. Influencers typically have thousands of followers on social media and online content platforms such as Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Vine, and Snapchat. At the upper echelon, they count many millions of people who tune in daily to watch them. Some make a spectacle of their daily routine, sharing videos of their trips to the grocery store or dinner dates. Others have built careers on performances, making comedy sketches, reviewing video games, performing magic tricks, and teaching cooking lessons, among other pursuits.
Well, listeners, we've been talking about how Hollywood studios are turning to social media influencers in order to promote their products. And we've learned about why they're looking at this medium, because advertising, or the advertising of the past, is not working as well as it has. But there are some other reasons why they are turning to influencers. And Simon, how do we start this first paragraph?
Well, they basically give us the reason that they are working with these influencers, and basically they say it's because they're trying to build brand awareness and buzz. And if you are a person who follows sort of social media and sort of marketing kinds of things closely, you'll know that both of these are very, very important words in the world of business: brand awareness and buzz.
So what is brand awareness, Simon?
Okay, so brand awareness just means people are aware of, or they know about, your brand or the name of your product or your company.
Okay, and what is buzz, Lois?
Well, buzz means everybody's talking about it,
right?
And it's popular. And I guess I like that this comes under the title right away, connecting on a personal level. So if you connect on a personal level, sometimes when you're talking about products, there will be a buzz, and you might invite other people into that buzz to talk about it as well. When they know all about this with makeup, particularly, maybe a brand of shoes or even maybe some type of hair color.
And they go on to explain here that the reason this works is because instead of the advertising looking like an advertisement, which people are probably going to skip, they're using what they call here the friend-like connections that consumers or people who are buying things feel about the online personality or the YouTube star or whoever that they're following. And they say that because these influencers have thousands and thousands of followers who feel kind of friendly, then you're able to kind of slip in the advertising and make people aware of it in a way that is maybe less scary or less annoying than it would be if you were just watching ads.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, these social media stars come from these platforms: Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Vine, Snapchat. And there are different levels within the stars that are on here. It talks about at the upper echelon. What is an echelon, Tim?
A particular level or group of people within an organization, such as an army or a company.
Right. So here, the upper echelon are those celebrities, those social media stars that have many, many followers. You know, we're talking about millions in the millions of followers. They count many millions of people who tune in daily to watch them. And then we learn about some of the ways that they have become these social media stars. Lois, what are some of the ways they've done that?
It says that some make a spectacle of their daily routine. So this is the day-to-day, sharing videos of their trips to the grocery store or dinner dates.
What does make a spectacle of something mean?
Well, make a spectacle of something is draw attention, or you're going to do something that makes you look stupid and attracts other people's attention.
Okay.
Now, sometimes I don't always think you do something that makes you look stupid. Maybe it's something that makes you look like you're a lot of fun or you're a funny person.
Right. It draws a lot of attention to them. And we've seen that, whether they're making comedy skits or they could be reviewing video games. So it goes on to say the different ways that they have become famous on social media. And so we're seeing a change in the way advertising is being done and using this friend-like connection to cause consumers to want to buy different products. Well, we're going to be learning a little bit more about this tomorrow, so we hope that you will come back tomorrow to learn what we have to say with regard to this topic and go a little bit more in depth into it. So I want to thank my panelists for joining me today, and we will see you tomorrow.
Wait a minute, Amanda. Do you know what I think our listeners should do while they are waiting for tomorrow's show?
What's that? I think they
should check out our wonderful social media channels. They can follow us online or check us out on Facebook.
Wait, I think we have someone in the studio that can help us with that.
Oh, yes. Facebook. Our Facebook page is just Studio Classroom. It has all sorts of videos. So if you haven't already, like us and follow us.
Okay, so make sure you check out Studio Classroom on Facebook to learn more information, and you can see what Tim does there. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.